Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Hi everyone, welcome back to SavvyDentist.com and to the Savvy Dentist Podcast. Today is a bite-sized episode, a short episode, and today we're going to be having a conversation about the topic of commoditization. Commoditization has been a hot topic in dentistry on and off for about a decade or more perhaps, but recently I noticed that it's getting a little bit of traction again, particularly as we're recording this in the COVID period of time and coming out the other side of that, at least in Australia a little bit, with the exception of Victoria. So commoditization has been doing the rounds in some Facebook groups, and I know that there's been some conversations going on in those groups, and I've certainly had a few people message me about those conversations to get some views as well. So I thought I'd take the time to record those views for you today. Now, the hypothesis in the Facebook post is that, you know, healthcare has been commoditized already, that it's here, and that, you know, if we're going to survive, then we need to adapt to that new reality in inverted commas. And that, you know, somehow that you can't resist that, you can't do much about it, so just adapt and get on with it. And I think there's a few things that I'd like to speak about that. As someone who's been around dentistry for over 25 years and seen things come and go, the new economy, the new reality, we've had lots of new realities over the last 25 years, and my experience is that the new realities seem to be very close to the old realities in lots of different ways, and I'm sure you've seen that yourself. I also run a practice management company, and albeit my practice management company is very different from most and we have different ethos and different modalities, but I get to see lots of different practices across the board. So we get to see what works on scale and what doesn't work. And on top of that, I've been in the marketing world now since about 1998, so 20 odd years. And throughout that time, I've also run a marketing agency. So I feel like I've got some perspective around commoditization and marketing that I hope will add some value to that particular conversation. So I think it's probably fair to say that things that once were unique have become commoditized. You know, we've seen that in various different industries, and I think that dentistry is definitely not immune to it. So certainly skills are commoditized, technology that was once thought to be unique and fantastic is becoming commoditized, and we look at things like CAD/CAM, I think that'll become commoditized moving forward as well. But I guess my point is that the end of the story? Does that mean that's the new reality? And I don't really believe it is, because from a marketing point of view, commoditization is when you have something that's of value but is not very unique. And when we think about that, it's just reducing things down to price. And, you know, that can happen in lots of different ways, and there's lots of stories in healthcare where it has been commoditized. But I want to share with you some thoughts from a gentleman called Seth Godin. And Seth Godin, for those who have heard of him, you'll know that he's perhaps regarded as one of the greatest, if not the greatest marketer on the planet, and he's incredibly well respected. So Seth's quote around commodities is that a commodity is a product or service that no one cared enough about to market. Marketing creates value by combining stories, design, and care. The product or the service is provided or produced in a way that makes it engaging with the item better. And this is the key point here, is commodities are in the eye of the producer. And this is a key thing. I think a lot of us as dentists fall into the view that our patients expect this or accept that. And, you know, ultimately Seth's perspective that I agree with is that commodities are in the eye of the producer. And if we see ourselves as being commoditized, then of course we're going to present ourselves as being a commodity as well. And we're going to have more conversations that allow others to commoditize us. And so he goes on to say, if you don't want to sell something that's judged merely on price, then don't. And so I think that's a really important point to make, is that commoditization is in the eye of the producer. And so when it comes to marketing in dentistry, and again, as someone who's been around marketing for 20 odd years, my observation, very candidly, is that one of the challenges in dentistry that I see is, quite frankly, a lack of imagination when it comes to marketing. I say that with all kindness and all care, because no one in dentistry is taught how to do marketing. So why would you expect anyone in dentistry to know how to do marketing? So it's no one's fault because no one teaches you how to do that. But I think you'd all agree that, you know, nowhere in dentistry at university was there a lecture on marketing. We've picked things up through osmosis, we've picked things up through observation, but not many people that I know of, at least, have actually sat down and really studied marketing from a point of view of not necessarily academic study, but studied it really disciplined manner to understand what drives consumer behavior. There might be one or two people in the marketplace, but I can't think of too many. And so it makes sense then that, dentists fall into this, trap of seeing ourselves as a commodity because we allow others to put that onto us and we accept it. And of course, commoditization is in the eye of the producer, as Seth has gone on to say. Another respected marketer that I think of a great deal is Gary Vaynerchuk. And Gary Vaynerchuk is a person, he's got a very strong personality, and that's okay. But Gary Vaynerchuk is a very, very clever marketer. And he goes on to say there's a couple of things that he's got online where he says, in the increasing world of commoditization, advancing technology, brand will become more important than ever. And he goes on to express that technology and skills, just as I've said, are becoming ubiquitous. But does that mean that we all have to be a Walmart? Does that mean we all have to be, the lowest possible prices along the way? And his perspective is no, and that it is brand and personal relationships and care that is going to be the differentiator between those businesses that are commoditized and those that are not. So when it comes to commoditization, there's also this thought that if you want to scale, you have to, again, adopt that Walmart approach. You have to adopt a lower price point approach. And of course, that's just clearly not true, because if that were true, there'd be no businesses like Disney, there'd be no businesses like Ritz-Carlton, and so on and so forth. So I think, if you want to scale a premium brand, you're going to need to think creatively. You're going to need to think about that experience. And yes, it's got to be more than a lovely smile and a high five, as someone remarked. There's got to be more to it than that. You've got to be thinking, laterally. You've got to be engaging creatively with that process. We've got to be able to create systems and processes around that allow consistency, but also allow a degree of humanization and personalization as we go. Because what is going to differentiate is the personalization of the experience. It is that personal care. And anyone who's in marketing knows that what big data is being used for at the moment is to be able to personalize the customer experience. I recently recorded a podcast with Fred Shibesta, who is the founder of Finder.com, and he's working in the space of open banking at the moment. And he and I were having conversations about the use of data to enhance customer experiences, to make it more personalized so that, the data is used to understand our personal preferences and to be able to deliver a greater experience at scale. So I see that there's some opportunities here to be unique, to think creatively, to think laterally around that. And I'm definitely of the view that commoditization might be some people's reality. And for some people in dentistry, that will be their approach. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine for them if that's the path that they want to go down. There's many ways to be right. But I don't think it's the only way. And we all know that the world is not black and white. You know that as well as I do. You know that there's lots of shades of gray between black and white. And you know that there's nuance and subtlety. Just as you know that not all of your patients come in exactly the same, from one day to the next wanting the same thing. So therefore, it stands to reason that not all patients are going to be seeking discounts. Not all patients are going to be seeking to commoditize you. And you've got to then be creative, imaginative in how you go about marketing your practice. But to say that it is going to be just this one way, and and therefore everything has to change to that one way, just doesn't make sense to me. And I'm sure it doesn't to you, because the world is full of different people, different characters, lots of shades of gray. So I really want to encourage you to engage with this thought process, to think a little bit creatively, think a little bit laterally, so that you don't have to be commoditized if you don't want to. And you can think about how to fight commoditization. And you do that, of course, by fighting commoditization. It's really about standing for something. It's about making sure you stand for something, but not for everything. It's about making sure your experience is fantastic. And as I said earlier, it's about more than a high five and a slap on the back. It's making sure that it's personalized. It's about making sure that things work for that individual. And that's why businesses such as Build-A-Bear and IKEA are able to create great store experiences. And of course, you've got to be able to tell a story and you've got to be able to communicate your uniqueness, because ultimately to resist commoditization, you've got to have something that's of value and unique. And that value might be a proprietary methodology. It might be a proprietary system. It might be whatever it happens to be for you. But again, it's about thinking creatively around that. And if you're interested in understanding more about that, I'd really encourage you to think about reading a book like Blue Ocean Strategy, where they looked at circuses which had become commoditized. And then, of course, Cirque du Soleil came along and turned everything on its head. And if you look at what they did with their strategy canvas, they looked at, you know, traditional circuses and did some things, you know, similarly. They did a lot of things very differently, almost polar opposite. And then they just completely invented some new categories as well. So again, that came about through imagination. It came about through creativity. It came about by not accepting that one size fits all. And it came about by not accepting that every single person is a carbon copy of the next person and therefore wants the same experience. So again, you know that. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know about people there. So as you go about thinking your practice and how you want to market it, and you might want to embrace commoditization and have that, you know, low price, you know, be compared on price type of practice, then that's totally cool. But if you want to be different to that, then I'd encourage you to think a little more laterally around that. So I hope you find that conversation helpful, and I look forward to seeing you on the next bite-sized episode. So take good care and we'll catch up soon. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/savvydentist.